91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. This party is underway. It's Lounge Saturdays.
What up, Danny? How you doing, buddy?
Evan, what's up, dude?
Oh, I'm hanging out. We're Saturday night. What else would we be doing on a Saturday night but doing the lounge in the greatest city in the world, Boston,
in Medford, Boston.
That's right. How you been doing?
I've been doing good. Yeah. You know, the show that was on before us, Evan, you know, they were talking a lot about...
They were, and if you guys want to talk to us, don't forget, you can give us a shout-out at 855 915 855-905-9636. Danny, how can they find us on social media?
Lounge Radio Show. You can go right on there. You can also listen to all of the shows right on Podomatic. So
Podomatic.
If you go Podomatic, right online, Danny gets plucked. We have Lounge Fest, Summer Fest. All the shows are on there on your demand, at your fingertips.
You want to see Danny get his nose hairs plucked? We got it Facebook and on Podomatic.
Yeah,
so.
And I got a nice little beard growing on now. So it's good.
It's good.
I got to get that plucked.
Going. You're kind of like a
it's
bear.
Sexy. It's sexy. I think it is.
There you go. What
is I'm bringing
think?
Sexy back.
There you are. All right, JT. So we got a hot show tonight. We got DJ Cliff West in the house. We got Mark Rosenthal from WeatherBlast.com. And our man Otis, the rap star all the way from Indianapolis, Indiana, is going to be calling in tonight. He gave us a couple songs.
Some hot jams. Oh, man. I was listening to him.
Yeah. Some hot stuff off his new album. So a little after 9 o'clock, he's going to be calling in. We're going to talk to him and play a couple of his songs, too. And Danny, this is so much fun. This is Tufts Radio, and you know what happens here at Tufts. There are all sorts of great kids that do all sorts of really cool shows, and we saw we always come after Mona and Noah Save the World, and they have some great conversations and great topics, and we were hearing you guys were talking about time today and everything.
Yeah, we were. You know, we have those conversations that college kids like to have, and we go hard with them. And thank you for having us here.
Oh, this is awesome. So a couple weeks ago, we followed you, and you did this incredible rap on your show. And we asked you, to be spontaneous and do a rap for us.
It went great.
Being a hip hop and rap show, you know, we had to ask you to do this again. So
I'm honored.
We wanted to have you guys do the crossover. And what do you want to do for us this week?
Listen, you know, we were talking about daylight savings time, spring break coming up. You know, something around that. That's my inspiration.
All right.
We'll see where it goes.
Hit us up with a rap. All right. So in 3, 2, 1.
Spring break. I can't wait. I'ma bust a rhyme about daylight savings time. Yeah, tomorrow I won't sleep. Maybe I'll cry like a creep. But then I'll wake up and say, today's a new day. More sunlight is coming my way. Then spring break will come. I'll have fun in the sun that will have come from daylight savings time. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having me on the lounge. I love to be around and hear my sound and hear your guys' sound. You guys like to hip hop and rap.
That's
a rap.
That is a rap. That is one of the
nice.
Most and Elliot, of course, on the beatbox. That was an amazing human
thank
beatbox.
You. Thank you.
So, guys, thank you as always for hanging out and having
fun
with us.
Have an amazing show.
Thank
I'm
you
so
much.
For it.
We're so psyched that you're here and part of the family as well. And Danny, we do have a hot show.
Ooh. Oh, we do.
Yeah,
oh, we do.
We kicked it off pretty hot with this beat is hot. Little BG, the Prince of Rap.
Amazing.
I can't wait. You little look at this set coming up. Little Dougie Fresh, Bobby Brown, Grandmaster Flash, and N2 Deep. Danny, you can't forget though later on. Cliff's West End mix is coming up. Love that. In a little while, we got Otis coming in. Danny, it's the Lounge Saturday.
It is 855-915-9636. Hit us up. The Lounge Saturdays in effect here. 91.5 WMFO online, WMFO.org. Tell Alexa, hey Alexa, play WMFO. Let's get right into it. Gonna go in too deep. You know what happens back at the hotel? It stays there. The Loud Saturdays.
Beat down, brother, check it out. I'm about to throw down. Taking hand, they said they had you tucked down. A little city, chilling in the North Bay. Needless to say, my boys don't play fool. York aside, and you know how the song goes. In the back, sipping purple chongos. Don't look for trouble, but it always seems to find us. 40 gripping, panty sipping, and it seems to right behind us. Quick left, one blow, KO. Hit the road to the next episode. In the saga of a few fellas. Oh, what the hell? I guess I better tell ya. It's Friday night, I got a brand new kit on. A fentanyl for me to get bent on. Hit the country club to pick up ML 80 West. Back to the hotel.
hooked it up, told her meet me at the hotel. She had a friend with her, so I called TL. Swooped me up, thought he wanted me dick and my lip, so try and make it real quick. Oh yeah, I jumped in the L train. But wait a minute, we gotta hit the stove, man. I got to get some gum and some Tic Tacs, two tall cans and a packet of Blackjacks. We got the goods, now we're heading for the hoedown. There goes the telly, so fella, won't you slow down? Park the ride in the front like a sick one. Just in case, we gotta bust a quick one. Lock the load, it's gonna look for like 118. But lay low, cause I really don't wanna be seen.
Is this the one?
Oh yeah, that's the right one. I got the black butt and you got the white one. So hit the light, man, I just might, man. Try and throw this thing all night and get her so sprung that she'll drop some mail so I can cut turf and hit another hotel.
Makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a
lounge.
Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dangle. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so diddy. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing bad, stole my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My son said, Daddy, I don't wanna go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids smoke reefer, I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what?
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth, but now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, 'cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
You're hanging with us on the Lounge Saturdays.
Yes!
Have you ever seen a show with fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite.
They never write.
That's not polite. Am I lying?
No, you're quite right.
Well, tonight, on the Starry Mic, you're about to hear,
we swear, the best star rappers of the year.
So, cheerio,
yell,
scream, bravo.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
French, you're on.
Is it real?
that needs to be heard. Doug, I was going downtown.
Word.
All alone, no one to be with. Stepped on the deep end at 205th. I saw a pretty girl.
So
I sat beside her. Then she went real like she was Tony the Tiger. I said, hold on, there's been a mistake. Honey, my name's Slick Rick, not Frosty Flakes.
Oh, golly, why?
Cause she was raised in hell. She said, oh, my name is Maggie, but call me Michelle. Michelle, my belle, Sunday monkey, getting on some. Slick Rick and I'm rock that house, you know what I'm saying? And when I'm on the mic, there won't be no delaying. Bust a move, we show and prove. Hey yo, Doug, do that record jam on the groove.
Doing it just for you.
It's fine. trip. I don't know what's going on these days. Got this person over here talking about me, this person. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. This is my prerogative. I can do what I want to do. I made this money, you didn't. Right, Ted? We out of here. It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. On the Lounge Saturdays.
91.5 WMFO Medford and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
Your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwback.
You got it on the Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. It is the Lounge Saturdays. We got Danny, we got Evan, and what a hot jam that was. Bobby Brown telling you it's his prerogative. It's his way or the highway.
That's what you usually tell me. It's my prerogative, and I'm going to do it the way I want to do things. Now, Danny, that was a hot block. A little Dougie Fresh, the show. Speaking of beatboxing and our friend Mona who hooked us up, Grandmaster Flash with the message, and definitely N2G. I saw you getting busy back at the hotel, Danny.
Very busy at the hotel. A lot of people get busy at the hotels this time of year for some reason.
Right? A lot of babies are born in 9 months from now.
A lot of babies are born. Who knows? It is that time. Let's check in with a meteorologist, Mark Rosenthal from weatherblast.com.
Pounding weather.
Plummeting temperatures.
Nasty weather.
Mark Rosenthal, how are you doing?
No, it's Julia Child. I'm back at the hotel with Bob Kraft.
So this is breaking news. Julia Child is where are you?
News. It's not, yes, we're having matzo ball soup together.
My goodness.
I was so excited when he saw me. He got one.
Help is on the way, dear. Help is on the way.
Please, please, please help me. We had such a good time. He showed me his football.
Oh.
And then I did a halftime show with him.
Julia Child, my goodness, at least finish your meal.
What? Well, my old adage was, today we'll be making leek soup. First you take a leek.
Wow!
On that note, that is so awesome, Mr. Rosenthal.
What is the matter with you? What is the matter?
I just going to say, listening to you and Danny talk before you go live on the air and kind of talk about what you're going to talk about and all the spontaneity that comes up between the two of you, I just don't know what to make of it, but I got to tell you, I laugh my ass off when you guys do this.
You shouldn't make much of it because it's an amazing. I can't even spell the word.
There you go.
What's up, boys? What are you doing now? You got the show cranking? What's the word?
We are. It's Saturday night in the greatest city in the world, Boston, Massachusetts. What can we say? We are cranking it on a Saturday night.
You know, I always ask you this question. Where's the gal that was with you? I always forget her name.
Stephanie.
We had Stephanie. We had Sammy.
Patty.
And Patty. We have all the girls
Jackie.
On here. And Jackie.
Yeah, I'm not asking you where you've been.
No, you were definitely thinking of Stephanie and her sultry voice. We miss her. Saturdays are tough for her, though, these days. So
she's great. Where is she? What does she do? What's her phone number again?
That'd be sick, man.
For a good time, call.
No, just go to the bathroom down the hall. It's there.
Oh!
Anyways, Mark, what is up with all the snow? I woke up the other day, and there was 16 inches of snow in my driveway in Canton, Mass.
I know where you are. And where? What part of it?
In Canton. Down in Canton, there was
in Canton,
16.
I know. They got the most.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I thought I was a hero last week going for 6 to 12. I thought I was like going too high. And I'll tell you, there was that bend that came just south of Boston. There was some wild stuff. You know, I don't think it's done. You know, we haven't had any snow all winter. There's a lot of things that have been happening in the atmosphere that have not gelled. But now in the 11th hour, just before spring comes, we won our last shot. It's all very bad.
I think once we spring ahead for this daylight savings, though, it should be done, right?
Yeah, and Mark, what up? Is it actually early to be springing forward at 2 a.m. tonight, by the way?
You know something? Think of it like this. What is this? Is this like the second weekend in March? Would you call it that?
Yeah.
So a proctology, I'm sorry.
A what?
A proctology exam in the second weekend in March. Name two times a year you spring forward.
I thought you were going to be like a proctologist, a rabbi, and a priest walking to a bar.
There you go.
Who sprung up first?
Anyway, we got a little bit of bottom wintery weather coming. We got a little system coming through over there. It's cold. It's in the 20s, low 30s. And tomorrow morning, there'll be a burst of snow. It could be a dusting to an inch or two, but it's March. You know, it's going to be tough to really stick on the roadways. And then it turns to rain. Temps tomorrow afternoon with rain and drizzle gradually ending in low 40s. And then Monday, it's partly cloudy, breezy, 45 to 50. Cool, breezy on Tuesday in the low and mid-40s. But listen to this. I think by Wednesday, we're over 50. We could be over 60 here Thursday and Friday. Maybe some spring-like showers Friday. And then I think we're just coming back for the second half of March.
Aw, can't wait.
So people are going to get all psyched up next week. You know, the sun comes out. It's very nice this time. I was out in the sun this afternoon. 45 degrees. I'm sitting on my front step. I'm putting my face up to the sun, absorbing the vitamin D. Saying, if I like pina coladas.
And getting caught in the rain?
Yeah.
So, Mark, where you're at Ray's New Garden, when they actually spring forward at 2 a.m., does that mean you get more drinking time? How exactly does that work in
an
a bartender's
hour of karaoke?
It's going to work. No, I don't think that. You know what the real bummer is? The problem is that all the weather maps come in an hour later, but that's a bitch. But anyway, we'll be at Ray's New Garden restaurant tonight. And I don't know how I'm going to do it. I've had two bouts of the flu. I was sick 2 weeks ago. I was fine for a week. I got really sick on Monday. I'm just starting to feel better. Do not get this flu. It is not fun. It really knocked me on my, you know what? Wow.
On your keister. No, definitely don't want that flu. Wash your hands.
See, every week when we come in here, Mark, I take the condom off the microphone, and that's just a thing that I do. I take the condom off of the microphone.
Really? Are you OCD?
It's a community microphone.
OCD, OPP, yeah, you name it. Damn it all.
You don't want to be...
You know something? I'm OCD, and I actually went to a conference, and they made me sign in 300 times.
On that note, Mark, thank you for making us laugh. You can check him out at weatherblast.com. It's the one and only Mark Rosenthal.
So... Thank you, Mark, and we will see you soon.
Have a good time. And as they say, if you don't have a car, don't try. All right?
All right, Mark. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. Danny, what a hot show. Mark is always making us laugh, and I can't wait. Coming up, we still got Cliff's West End mix.
We do indeed. And if you are online, to go to Lounge Radio Show right on Facebook and right on Twitcher and Podomatic. And this next hot block, we have a great one coming up, but...
So, hey, don't forget, though, Danny.
Oh, wait. Right. There's more.
Just after
there's more.
9 o'clock. This
after
is,
9 o'clock.
Yeah, right?
Wait, see, I knew there was something because I'm springing ahead. And
you
I'm forgetting to talk about something. See?
OCD. Wake it, Danny. All right. So, you know what? Just after 9 o'clock, our man Otis is going to be checking in. We can't wait. Otis is going to be letting us play a couple of his new tracks. He's going to do a little talking with us, and we're looking forward to that. So, that's just after 9 o'clock. So, don't want to miss that. And, Danny, how can they get a hold of us again?
855-915-9636. And remember to spring ahead, so you do it at 2 a.m. So then you're losing an hour of sleep. So I'll be going back up to Maine and then losing an hour of sleep. It kind of throws everything off.
Right?
Just literally. Just throws everything off. Let's get right back into music. This one's a good one, Evan.
Thank you.
Apache Sugar Hill Gang. Ooh, Rob Bass. I'm coming. Parents Just Don't Understand and Ain't No Half-Steppin'. Some Big Daddy Kane. The Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO and online at WMFO.org.
Severe. My tribe went down in the Hall of Fame, cause I'm the one who shot Jesse James. Power for power, I will never break down.
Big Bang.
No, sir, I don't mess around.
Like Kimo Sabe, of course it's me, a better known as the Master G. A fucking new squad, sense the danger, when it's stung by the rapping ranger. Had a little talk with my medicine man, he said get them squads fast as you can. To all you girls that wanna join my tribe, just move to my rhythm and feel my vibe. Put up a fuss in the end, you'll agree, but when you come inside my TV, as I said before, you can sense the danger when you're stung by the rapping ranger. With Silver and I take a ride, all you chicks better step aside. I steal the squalls, then run away.
Ho!
Silver is what I'll say.
Ho!
Kimasada got down, took off his mask. He kicked off the shoes and did the monster mash. Tato came along, saw what was happening. His head began to bop and his foot started to pat and go slam. Tongue to the jerk, and with the mic is how my smoke signals work. They were jamming off a record that said it best. Now what you hear is not a test.
Oonga, 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 oonga.
Bills looking up with girls looking like a black bitch shield on the microphone.
MFO Medford, Boston, or globally at WMFO.org.
You know, parents are the same, no matter time, no place. They don't understand that us kids are going to make some mistakes. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand. My mom took me school shopping. It was me, my brother, my mom, oh, my pop, and my little sister all hopped in the car. We headed downtown to the Gallery Mall. My mom started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't say nothing at first, I just turned to my nose. She said, "What's wrong? This shirt costs $20. I said, "Mom, the shirt is plaid with a butterfly collar." The next half hour was the same old thing. My mother buying me clothes from 1963, and then she lost her mind and did the ultimate. I asked her for Adidas and she bought me Zips. I said, "Mom, what are you doing? You ruined my rep." She said, "You're only 16, you don't have a rep yet." I said, "Mom, let's put these clothes back, please." She said, "No, you go to school to learn, not for a fashion show." I said, "This isn't shining on. Come on, Mom, I'm not Bowser. Mom, please put back the bell-bottom Brady Bunch trousers. But if you don't want to, I can live with that. But you gotta put back the double-knit reversible slacks." She wasn't with it, everything stayed the same. Inevitably, the first day of school came. I thought I could get over. I tried to play sick, but my mom said, "No, no way, forget it." There was nothing I could do. I tried to relax. I got dressed up in those ancient artifacts. And when I walked into school, it was just as I thought. The kids were cracking up, laughing at the clothes mom bought. And those who weren't laughing still had a ball, because they were pointing and whispering as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom how my day went. She said, "If they were laughing, you don't need them, because they're not good friends." For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was going to have to go through this about 200 more times. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand. My parents went away on a week's vacation, and they left the keys to the brand new Porsche. Were they mine? Well, of course not. I'll just take it for a little spin and maybe show it off to a couple of friends. I'll just cruise it around the neighborhood. Well, maybe I should. Yeah, of course I should. Pay attention, here's the thick of the plot. I pulled up to the corner at the end of my block, and that's when I saw this beautiful girly girl walking. I picked up my car phone to perpetrate like I was talking. You should have seen this girl's bodily dimensions. I honked my horn just to get her attention. She said, "Was that for me?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Why?" I said, "Come on and take a ride with a hell of a guy." She said, "How do I know you're not sick? You could be some deranged lunatic." I said, "Come on, Tux, my name is the Prince. Besides, would a lunatic have a Porsche like this?" She agreed and we were on our way. She was looking very good, so was I, must say. Word. We hit McDonald's, pulled into the drive. We ordered two Big Macs and two large fries and Cokes. She kicked the shoes off onto the floor. She said, "Drive fast, speed turns me on." She put a hand on my knee, I put my foot on the gas. We almost got whiplash, it took off so fast. The sunroof was open, the music was high, and this girl's hand was steadily moving up my thigh. She had opened up three buttons on her shirt so far. I guess that's why I didn't notice that police car. We're doing 90 in my mom's new Porsche, and to make this long story short, when the cop pulled me over, I was scared as hell. I said, "I don't have a license, but I drive very well, officer." I almost had a heart attack that day. Come to find out the girl was a 12-year-old runaway. I was arrested, the car was impounded. There was no way for me to avoid being grounded. My parents had to come off a vacation to get me. I'd rather be in jail than to have my father hit me. My parents walked in and I got my grip. I said, "Mom, Dad, how was your trip?" They didn't speak. I said, "I want to plead my case." But my father just shoved me in the car by my face. That was a hard ride home. I don't know how I survived it. They took turns. One would beat me while the other one was driving. I can't believe it. I just made a mistake. Well, parents are the same no matter time, no place. So to you other kids all across the land, take it from me. Parents just don't understand.
Oh yeah, I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. I'm not the victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope a dog food. Dope a dog competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This made by Kinsu, wait until when you tried to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basing, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the Kane start to talk, cause I'm the Big Daddy. So soon I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field and court. Then again on second thought, the happenstance coming out sounding so similar, it's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy do I hate a perpetrator, but I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the rest your best. Don't mess or test your highness, unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraphs I manifest. Rap prime minister, some say sinister, non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, the climax, relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next the formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw shit, I stop to stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to limp, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that I'm the Big Daddy G. I'm the Big Daddy G. I'm the Big Daddy G. Down the road. I appear right here and scare and dare a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer idea or near steer. Yeah, sworn to be wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that. Mr. C, step to me. Your father. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them C's evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation. Listening to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation or an animation, a cartoon to me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. And if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's with it. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play
like Roy Rogers and slow down. Just give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. Your son might the herder, another MC. They try to get with me, I'll just break them and make them and rig them and take them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Arsenal on the way.
Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride.
Gonna get up, gonna get up, gonna get up.
Oh,
I'm tired.